Hey, yo, chill out, what up?
Yeah, you know how we do it. Turn me up, kid.
100.
Let's get it poppin'.
80 degrees. New.
Hey, yo, chill out, what up?
Direction.
Turn me up, kid. Let's get it poppin'.
Hey, what's going on out there, podcast audience?
Yeah, you know how we do it.
Yeah, this is that branch president at Columbus, Ohio. Let's just giving you a little different intro. Yeah, cut the music. Hey, what's going on, podcast audience? Yeah, I'm up in the studio just having a little fun before I bring you my message or my podcast pertaining to the current bid cycle that's open in Columbus, Ohio. Stand by and let's get it popping. Okay, effective 9/4. Bid cycle is open, and it closes on 9/13. Just a couple of basic bits of information. There's a total of 7 bids on this cycle. Tour 1 has 2, Tour 2 has 2, and Tour 3 has 3. Of the 7 bids, 1 is a level 5 driver, 6 are level 4s. So again, either through online, internet, handwritten, whatever it is that you need to do to get your bid in, well, you have until the 13th. And let me tell you, if you see a job to the newer employees, if you see a job that's listed on the bid sheet, I know you might hear or might think your seniority won't allow you to be a successful bidder. All I'm going to say is you definitely will not get the job you don't submit a bid for. Let's go to this bid sheet here, because out of the 7 bids, there's only 2 that I really want to discuss. And I'm going to keep discussing these 2 intermittently up until the 13th, because it is my contention that your union should step in here and get something done about these about the manner in which Columbus, Ohio bids jobs. I would probably go as far as to say there are other districts bidding the same nonsense that's bidded in Columbus. And again, this is why we need 180 degrees out front for your local union. And what I'm talking about is this. Let's talk about that first job on Tour 2. They're posting that as a job that was vacated by a mail handler. Well, because I know it's hard for you to think that I actually know what I'm talking about. Find that mail handler. Now, if you're in Columbus, because I don't want to put the name out on the podcast, pick up the bid sheet. Job number 95353399 as a job ID. Let's be intelligent and let's understand the bid sheet. You find the mail handler who allegedly has vacated that position and ask that mail handler, is that their old job? You're going to find the answer to that question is no. There's never been, to the best of my knowledge, any level 4 duty that you must have pit equipment to occupy. I don't know of anything. Now, again, I do know I was throwing out suggestions and ideas on my podcast on how we could address that situation that management has allowed to spiral out of control. But nonetheless, that's not that job. So they are not posting a vacant job. They are creating a new position. And if they're going to do that, then the actual position that's vacated by this mail handler should still be available. It should still be open for bid, or the post office can abolish, revert. There's a couple of things they can do with it, but they can't just change it because they want to and then post it as a vacant position. I say to you again, members, the position that's posted in this vacancy announcement, position number 953-53399. It is a level 4 Tour 2 mail handler bid. And here's another bit of that craziness. Paylocation 222, which includes the bundle sorter, the lips, and the apps unit. It has a start time of 7:15 to a end time of 15:45 with Friday, Saturday off. Now, again, just understand that that's not how that is supposed to be. Also understand that on yesterday's podcast or on a Facebook post I had, I gave you a reference out of the Elm. I think it was 233. Well, read it, and you will also see that, again, your union should be actively pursuing that position as it is described by postal management qualifies to be a level 5. But see, your union can't focus on that because they're too busy focusing on how to kick me out of contention to campaign for the local president spot. See, they got their priorities all mixed up. And I probably, your local president's probably been retired so long that understanding a bid sheet might be something he no longer has the ability to do. So there's a lot of reasons why, but I'm letting you know whatever the reason is, there should be pushback from your union. This is the kind of pushback you're going to get from 180 degrees. You know, the primary duties of this same position we're talking about don't even list the primary work area. Now, again, it tells you you're going to work on the bundle sorter and the apps. So as per this job bid, this job assignment, you go to work. You don't know if you're working on the bundle sorter or the apps. Wherever management chooses to put you, that's where you're going to go. And I say to you again, that is not a vacant position. That's a new position. How about we get active and see if we can get that corrected, Local 304? And listen, you don't have to feel anything less than what you are because you're listening to the podcast and it's giving you solid ideas on quality things to do in Local 304 and in particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. You see, I have no reason to not share this information. If you were smart, you'd listen to it and maybe do something tangible for your members. But I know jealousy is such a weak emotion for you. Yes, I'm talking to local headquarters. So you will discard this and your members will suffer. But you don't really care about, do you? Let me move on with my podcast on these bid assignments. The next job I want to talk about is a level 5 equipment operator. Again, it's pay location 222, the bundle sorter, lips, and the apps unit. Well, we already know the lips is out by default because it don't exist. But this job, again, says you drive on the bundle sorter or the apps, bundle sorter and the apps. In the job slot comments, there is no primary area specified for you. So if you are the successful bidder on that position, you should understand that when you come to work, you can be placed on the bundle sorter or the apps by bid assignment because that's what you bid on. Again, this has a work schedule of 6 to 2:30 with Sunday, Monday off. Okay? This has a Sunday, Monday day off. And this is the job assignment vacated by a mail handler on the who drove the forklift for the apps. So again, they're now posting that bid as a 6 to 2:30. You will work the bundle sorter or the apps. And let me tell you something. When management posts bids in this manner and then tell you that don't worry, even though it says two different pay locations, we're only going to use you in one. Why would you believe that and why would you go for that? When it's so much simpler not to post it that way. You see, these are the little things that when you pay attention to and get management to correct, then management understands that they are now dealing with a local that is member friendly. And when I say member friendly, those items that affect the members, the union is going to address it, not what you currently have. Currently, what you have is if your acting plant manager wants to do it, your local president is going to ensure that it gets done. Let's change that. Let's break that mold. Let's go in a new direction.
New direction.
And into the circus. Yeah, that's correct. Circus that calls themselves the local trial board. Let me say to you again, because a member points out what a member feels is shady dealings by the local, because a member points that out, that's not maligning your union. Your actions are the actions that are maligning the union. I'm just repeating what it is that I see. So let us get very clear when you want to tell me how I'm maligning the union. I am making members aware. I am voicing things to our members that most of them are already aware of. I'm just giving a larger platform in which to let my voice be heard. That's what I think about your concept of maligning. And I also have to point out that during my short 8 months in office, I had one of my stewards who maintained or overseen the compliment for the entire building. We did it as a side duty inside my administration. And let me tell you something, when I'm in office and a local president isn't, you know, got his breathing down my back about some nonsense, every job in that office we track. We know before management knows or what's available. And I kid you not when I say that. And if you speak to some of the members in Columbus, again, because it's not giving me credit, I'm sure they will verify in my administration, my compliment tracking was far better than what the Postal Service has. And again, that's only in 8 months we developed that with a brand new steward. This is why I'm telling you, it's time for a change. New energy, new vision, new sight. 180 degrees, get on board and help get me elected so we can, again, take our union 180 degrees, new direction from where they're headed right now. Hey, as I close the podcast, level fours, come on now, work with me. Stay off of that equipment if you're not on higher level. Do you understand that if OSHA came into that building and you're driving and you're not on higher level, did you know the post office could get fined severely for that? And I'm sure we would probably get enough people testifying that they know it happens every day, but yet they do nothing. So I say to you, let's not get the agency in trouble by driving when we're not authorized to do so, because should OSHA do an unexpected visit, I'll be the first to say the post office knew that you were not authorized to drive, if anybody asked me. So again, support the craft. If it's not right, then don't do it. And you driving, doing level five work on level four is not right. So let's stop giving away free labor. Have a great day.